You. Oh, everybody, here we are. Together at long last. Me and you. The way it's supposed to be. Now, we've never met before. This is not a magic trick. How bummed do you think magicians were once they started having to establish they had never met the person before? When everyone caught on to that being a thing like, oh yeah, they probably know each other. Now every time somebody has a card trick, they gotta get all sweaty like, we've never met before, is that correct? What a sniveling worm. Imagine having the power of the Dark Lord Satan. Spitting in the face of God and all the angels. And having to grovel in front of people. We've never met before. The people that think that Harry Potter is black magic. Every once in a while I remember that that's real. That there's people who won't let their kids read these dumb books because they're like, well, maybe you're the one that will make magic real. Maybe that's the way the devil has it planned out. It's like, if I can get to 3,000,000,001 children. There's a little devil in hell like, read, read. Just one more book to go. Now, did the devil make a deal with J.K. Rowling to write that many books? Because you would think, like, just one book would have been so much easier. But if the devil was like, great, once kids read this black magic book, I will unleash all my evil upon the earth. Otherwise, you'd never notice because things are great. Oh, can you imagine what he's holding back? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spontaneity Nation with Paul F. Tompkins. I am the second part. This is a show where I invite a special guest onto the program to join me in a free-form conversation inspired by a blind question from our previous episode's guest. Then I invite some improviser pals onto the show to join me in a narrative improv that is one continuous story as opposed to unconnected scenes, inspired by a location provided by the special guest, and oftentimes utilizing details gleaned from the aforementioned free-form conversation. And it is all scored on piano by Mr. Evan Schletter. Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, what a special treat it is for me to be here in my hometown of Philadelphia. That's right. Just backstage, I had a Goldenberg's peanut chew. There were some of the bigger candies in the bowl. But I said, no, get thee behind me, Butterfingers. I am very excited to be here and to have these special friends with me in this wonderful place. Let's introduce a couple of them to you now. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as a member of the Spontaneity Nation Tour Company. Eugene Cordero is here!
Hello.
welcome.
Thanks, man.
Have you been to Philadelphia before?
I have.
It was great to have you.
Thank you. I get to leave now?
You get to leave? Come on.
No.
We're having fun, you.
I get to stay. Hi.
Hi. Why have you been here before? Give me some details.
Well, I lived in New York for a long time, so
I don't see how that's relevant.
I felt like this is on the way. No. I've been to Philly a couple of times because when I was living in New York, my girlfriend, who is my wife now.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
She has a lot of family here, so we came to visit them a bunch while we still lived in New York, and that was the first time I really.
Are we talking, we're talking immediate family?
Huh? Yeah. Like we needed to see them?
Yeah. It never occurred to me that's where that term comes from.
Yeah.
That you can't get out of it.
No. We have to see them immediately. Yeah. They're very important to her.
They're very important to her.
Yeah. I gotta see some family immediately. They are her cousins and like uncles and aunts.
Uncles. So,
yeah.
Nieces, nephews.
Sure, yeah. There's a bunch of those going around.
So be careful, everyone.
Yeah. They pop out of, you know, little corners of everywhere. Yeah.
They pop out of little corners of everywhere.
Yeah.
Like the borrowers?
Yeah.
They live in the walls?
Come out, and you're like, huh? That's a niece or a nephew. There's a lot. She has a big family. Mm-hmm. So we hung out today with them.
What'd you do?
We did like a big family barbecue.
Cookout, we say.
Okay. Cookout. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not from here, so I called it a barbecue.
Yeesh.
We did a cookout, so there was a lot of nieces and nephews and my little son.
Gotta have them.
Yeah.
Gotta have them.
So they had to be there. My son had to come. And he was running around like a fucking child. Real idiot boy. Only a year and a half old, so you know.
Hold on a second, Eugene.
Doing this kind of stuff, moving for no reason.
Now, did you get your drink? Great.
Yeah. So then we ate a bunch of burgers and hot dogs and chips. And what else? That's it. That was the day. But it took up most of the day because there were so many of them, so I had to keep.
You have to talk to each and every one.
Yeah, individually.
Yeah.
Can you talk to me for a second? Pull them aside. We have a one-on-one conversation. And then I move on. Yeah.
Like a what?
Like confession.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were stationary.
Yeah.
And then people would come over to you.
I went to the backyard. I kind of scoped it. I found it a little playhouse. And I was like, I'm going to camp out here. They came and met me. I just kind of opened the door and asked them what they've been up to.
Did you give them any assignments after they told you?
Yeah, a lot of push-ups.
That's what we need to combat the obesity epidemic in this country, is priests need to start giving push-ups instead of Hail Marys.
Yeah, two Hail Marys, 30 push-ups.
Can you do them at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Eugene Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, please welcome to the stage, Tawny Newsom! It went from like tin soldier to a pageant person at the end.
Oh, was that pageant person?
I thought I
was like a jaunty, like an elf.
Sure.
I think that's what an elf does.
Like a jelf.
Like a jelf. Yeah.
Jaunty elf. Townie, is this your first time in Philadelphia?
No, this is my third time in Philadelphia.
And in fact, you revealed to me backstage before the show even began, this is not your first time in the Suzanne Roberts Theater?
You're right. It was a spooky tale. No, I believe I walked onto the stage, and I remember, as Eugene put it, that the walls are made of lava.
Yeah.
So I remembered being here. I think I was here with the Second City National Touring Company in like 2012, maybe? Did this place exist back then? Yeah?
That was the most noncommittal mass noise I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible for a huge group of people to all be on the same page that quickly.
Yeah. The loudest meh I've ever heard.
Did you leave any messages for your future self backstage?
No, I don't know, and I don't even remember the backstage area, so I might be lying about this whole thing, but this feels very familiar. I don't feel like there's a lot of theaters in the country with this wavy wall situation. So I'm pretty sure I was here. But I was also here with a band twice, and that was not in this theater. So, differences.
Where'd you play, Dobbs?
No, I bet if you
Where'd
named
you play
it,
Grendel's Lair?
What's one that's like way up north? Just keep naming venues and I'll remember it.
Northern Liberties?
Probably, actually.
The North Star?
Was that in like a residential neighborhood?
I think so. There are some neighborhoods that were people didn't go to when I lived here.
Sure.
And now people go there, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Nice, especially for the people who live there that were like, no, we moved here to get away from you people. What's going on? And then I played World Cafe. I did the NPR World Cafe. That was very fun. That's an affirmative
noise. That's a big deal here.
Yeah. I like this town a lot.
It's good, right?
Yeah. I think the special package has arrived, Paul. This is a secret code that we have that you guys don't know what's going on.
Folks, we do
very
drugs.
Subtle.
And our special package of drugs has arrived.
What can I say? We're heavy into drugs.
Tawny, one final question for you.
That's it?
Have you seen any horses since you've been here?
No, but I did see a guy dressed as Napoleon.
Okay, now I wanted to ask you about this.
Yeah, cause, and yet you didn't.
Well, it was my backup question if the horse question went nowhere.
But you should know with me that a horse question rarely goes nowhere. I usually have horse details.
You can imagine my surprise.
Yeah, well.
So now, when you said he was dressed as Napoleon, my first thought was he must be dressed as some other revolutionary guy, and maybe. But I know that you would know the difference between Napoleon and, say, a Lafayette.
I mean, maybe not. I might just see brass buttons and be like, oh, you're either the Nutcracker or you're Napoleon.
Did he have a hinged jaw?
Just like, bah, 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 bah. No, but he did have a very thick fake French accent, so that's why I know he was Napoleon.
There we go. But what if he was the Marquis de Lafayette?
Oh, he definitely could have been that guy.
Was he rapping?
No. You guys, turns out it was one of the Hamiltons.
Tawny Newsome, ladies and gentlemen! What?
Huh?
I said the walls are lava.
The walls are lava. That's right.
That's an easier game than the floor is lava.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so easy to stay off of walls. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome little Janet Varney! She's what? She's what? She doesn't have her headset on? Well, whose fault is that, Joe? I was told the special package had arrived. All right, I don't like to take you behind the scenes too much because it's gross and it's private. But Janet's flight was delayed by a whopping 4 hours. Right? She finally landed about like right before the show started, and I was told that she was here. I feel like she is, and so I'm gonna reintroduce her. Little Jennifer Vardy, let it go. She forgot how to sit on a chair. Oh. What a day.
That was the quickest way I knew how to communicate it. It was just, how does a chair work?
I fucking got it right away.
You got it?
Janet, take us through your day.
Oh. Let me button my shirt first. Or it can wait.
I have come, if you were a child of the 80s or if you've seen things that, videos that were filmed in the 80s, music videos specifically, you might have a point of reference for the, like, that bodes well. The sort of tour bus, like maybe it's a song, a rock and roll song about being on tour, and then the video.
The best songs, by the way.
Always the best.
Living this life, this what are we
roadies.
Doing?
Yeah, they're always dedicated to the roadies.
That's right.
Which, the roadies are the best. And so it's that sort of like, that was the feeling I tried to instill in myself as I ran to get in the cab and just, because in those videos, they're rushing, they're talking, they get in, it's like a real Aaron Sorkin walk and talk, where they're like talking, someone's putting the guitar on for them, and then and they're backstage in the bowels of some building, where are they? We don't know, and then the door swings open, and it's just a sea of people, and they rock! And that is what I'm trying to embody. Because I had that same breakneck pace.
Right.
But I am not a rock star. I probably will go home with one of you. Just to try to keep it alive for myself tonight. But yeah, so I just got here. I mean, I just got here. Very sweaty and less cheers.
You said,
oh.
Demonstrably few.
I don't know, yeah.
You said you had an interesting plane.
I did. Well, it was just a plane where they told us, like halfway through the flight, that the bathrooms were all full up. And they had to shut them all off. The bathrooms
full
would
up.
Not be available.
I mean, we forgot to look in there for a bunch of flights. That's first of all, it's insane. Secondly, it's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Figure out, just say they're
first
broken.
If that plane.
Like, this is really upsetting.
Only worse. Well, let me say this.
Full up.
Can we thank them for not saying they're brimming over?
Yeah.
We gotta shut them down. If our plane had crashed, that would have been the first thing anyone reported. They would have
for
been
sure.
Like a plane carrying feces and a handful of passengers crashed.
A shit transport vehicle.
Oh, an STD. But I'm so glad I made it. I'm so glad I'm here. There was a person in the audience. She may want to remain unnamed. She's a conspirator. She called me as the show was starting and held the phone in her lap so I could hear, hopefully, everything that was going on. And this is what I heard. That was fun. So I feel prepared for anything that's like peanuts related. Like if it's like a teacher you can't understand, I feel like I got all the material in the world.
What if I were to tell you there was some peanut related content before you got on the stage?
Was there?
Yes, there was.
Thank you for that gift.
You're welcome.
Where do you put
it? I don't know what
gifts?
That is.
You know what? My gift area is all full up. It's brimming over.
Little Janet Vardy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Folks, we have to take a break. I know it's sad. But when we return, we will meet our special guest. Stay alive. No matter what occurs, I will find you. Welcome. folks, I'm very happy to have as my interview guest someone from right here in Philadelphia. She is the, She is the first African-American owner of a comic shop on the East Coast. She is the founder and proprietor of Amalgam Comics and Coffee Shop. Please welcome to stage, Arielle Johnson!
Plain. You know, everybody else had an interest. I wanted to give you a little zhuzh.
Thank you. It's much appreciated. Arielle, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This comes to us from our previous episode's guest. What was your first pet's name?
My first pet, he was a Samoyed, which is like a little white husky type dog, and his name was Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
After the famous cold weather celebrity, Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
I don't know why that was the name, but I was...
Who named him?
I did.
You
I was very adamant about it, and I don't even know where that came from. At the time, I didn't know anyone named Chi-Chi, but that was his name.
How old were you at the time?
I had to be about 6 or so. I was an odd kid. But, you know, my mom went with it, so that was his name.
Were you and Chi-Chi friends?
We were. I love my little puppy. I did.
Did you have him from a puppy?
Yeah, I mean, he was probably maybe a year or so when we got him.
Okay. What other pets did you have?
I had several fish, and they all had names. There was Lightning and Red Light, the Tiger Twins, Tiger.
There were the Tiger Twins and Tiger?
Yes, I actually had Tiger first. So Flash was my first fish.
Sure.
And I got him during Halloween one year. We went trick-or-treating in the mall. I'm originally from Maryland, Baltimore/Glen Burnie area, if you know where that is. And so we went trick-or-treating at the mall, and there was a pet store in the mall. And I think we had to bob for apples or something, and you won something, and I won a little fish. So he was my first fish. His name was Flash. His first home was a cup, because we didn't have a fish tank. But then I got really into fish, and so Flash was the first, and then it was Lightning and Tiger. And then I graduated to a Little Mermaid aquarium, and my name is Arielle, so it was fitting. It was purple, and it had little mermaid type things inside of it. And so then I just kept getting fish. And so then I got these.
Now, did you get them yourself, or people would give them to you?
I would get them myself.
Okay.
So we would make trips to the store to add to the aquarium.
Right.
And that is when I got, I think Sunshine was her name. I had Red Light. He was a white fish with a red dot. Now, I don't know anybody's gender, so I'm just whatever they were in my head. It's he, she, whatever. And then I had two fish. They were little fat goldfish, the fat ones.
Yeah.
I also didn't take any time to actually learn about the types of fish. It was that one. So I was just these fat fish, but they had tiger coloring, and so I called them the Tiger Twins. So they didn't have individual names, they were a unit. And then I think the last one was a black suckerfish.
Right, yes.
And I think his name was just Sucker or something, you know, not... I mean, he gave me everything I needed. It's he knows his name. That's it.
That'll do, Sucker.
And those are my mom's favorite animals, because my mom doesn't like animals. So, they were in my room out of her way. You know, it was completely my job to take care of them.
Right.
And funny story, so was responsible, so I would clean out the aquarium, at regular intervals. But one time I didn't check the temperature of the water, and it was too warm. And so when I put them back, everybody started floating. And I was oh my God. So I was so upset. And so we pour them in the toilet, but the toilet water is cooler. And Lightning resurrected. He just started swimming around. I put him in there, and I needed to take a moment, like, so I had a moment with them, and then he just got up, and I was like, Mommy, we need the thing, he's in there, so we, you know, so we fished him out of the toilet, and we were able to save him.
Like, I mean, was your hand on the handle?
I don't think so, because I, like I said, I was emotional,
right,
and,
see,
and I was at fault. I was like, you know, I just killed my fish, you know, what a horrible mom, but Lightning wanted to stay with me, so he came back, his spirit re-entered his body, and he swam around, let me know he was ready to come home.
Was he the only one who came back?
He was.
Oh.
He was.
How did your mom get along with Chichi Rodriguez?
So my mom really doesn't like dogs.
Right.
So she tolerated him.
How did this come to be? Because that's a big deal. Somebody doesn't like dogs to let a dog be in their home.
I have no idea. It's like, that's one of those things. It's like, Mom, what the hell were you thinking? Like, you know you don't like dogs. And, you know, that's just a mystery. I don't know. But I had one. And you know, I loved him very much. He was my first little friend. But again, I wasn't an adult, so I wasn't taking care of him. You know, like... I think that's always funny when kids are like, I have a dog. It's like, you don't have a dog. Your parents have a dog. And you don't do anything with this dog. But yeah, I don't know.
Did your mom end up having to take care of the dog? Like take him on walks and stuff like that?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
And how did she feel about that?
I mean, I'm sure she wasn't happy, but she did it. I mean, she said I could have it.
Right.
I'm a kid. You know, I was like, what? Of course I want the dog. It's your job to say no. You're not ready for a dog.
Were there ever moments where she had like a grudging affection for the dog?
Oh, definitely, because he liked to be in her room, which she hated. But towards the end of his life, when he was, you know, kind of slowing down, she did allow him to like sleep in her room, which was like a sweet thing. So she loved him too.
Right. But she, not enough to ever get another dog.
Correct. There are no more dogs. So I wouldn't have my next pet until I was an adult. And it was a cat named Cookie, my little Cookie cat. She was black and white, so Cookie was short for Oreo Cookie.
Sure.
Of course.
Sure.
And she was a little short, chunky cat, little fat legs and a little stumpy tail, and she had a donk. I was like, Cookie, that's a black girl. Cause there's some trunk, like some junk back there. But she is the cutest little thing. And I actually lost her, you know, just old age to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I miss my little cat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yes, I loved her. She was like, she was such a little bitch, but she was mine. And we like understood each other. And it's like, okay. And cause, you know, in true like Philadelphia form, I got her because I'm afraid of rodents. And you know, you live in the city, mice get in, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I needed a soldier on the front lines.
Right.
And so she did a good job. I mean, she wasn't a mouser in the sense that she would kill them and bring them to you, but she would patrol. So I very rarely even saw mice because I'd hear her at night like peeking, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I never saw them. So she was a fantastic cat. I miss her.
Was she allowed out of the house?
No. Well, I mean, I let her out of the house, but
right.
She's like a little bit of a punk. Like, she's an indoor cat. That she was a lady. One of my nicknames for her was like the Duchess, because she definitely wanted to be catered to. If you walked in the room, she might stretch out and go, are you going to pet me? You going to do it? You going to do it? And she would like shimmy. And I was like, you are a ridiculous cat. So when, especially not so much in the city, because, you know, it can be really dangerous. But when I would go home, sometimes I would take her with me home to Glen Burnie. And it's very, like, serene out there. You know, there are chipmunks and rabbits and hawks swooping down and catching rabbits. You can see all that in Glen Burnie. I would let her out with me. And so she would kind of creep out and look around. But the second she heard any, like, noise that startled her, she would run back in the house. She was definitely an indoor cat. Now, she was not for these streets. She was not for the streets. She's like, I'm a lady.
If you were to get another pet, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. It probably would be a cat, just because dogs are a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I think of it, you know, like a dog is like having a child, and a cat is like having a roommate. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm definitely in roommate mode. I don't want a kid. I want somebody who's like pretty self-sufficient, you know, just can you put some water down? Cool, got you, thank you. You know, and we can just, and that's the relationship I really want.
If you could have any breed, what would it be?
Alley cat? I don't know, just like the cat that you go when you go to the SPCA and right. You just point that one. Like, isn't that all the same cat? I don't know.
Ariel Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, we have to take another break. During the break, we will procure a location for our improv for my guest, Ariel Johnson. And then when we return, we're going to do that improv. All this and nothing else when Spontaneous Nation returns. It is now time to reveal the location for our improv provided to us by our guest, Ariel Johnson. But first, just so as you know, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we're in a scene, we need to travel into the past for some reason. Someone's having a memory, we're learning how something came to be. Anytime we travel into the past, we use this flashback sound effect. That could be a little louder, maybe. That's a polite request that I'm making. It's not a joke. I'm sorry. Let's say we need to return back to where we were from the flashback, or anytime we move forward in the future, we use this flash forward sound effect. Now, this final button moves us only in space, not in time. Let's say we're in a scene. We want to find out what's happening at the exact same moment somewhere else. We're moving only in space, not in time. We use this meanwhile button. Past, present, future. Everyone gets it. Provided was for improv by our guest Ariel Johnson. The location is San Diego Comic-Con. San Diego Comic-Con. We take you now to San Diego Comic-Con.
Sorry. Oh, it's okay. It's pretty crowded in here. Sorry. Cool, the moth outfit.
The Flash outfit.
Oh, hey, I love that space time show. You're at, yeah. Do you think people can tell that I have never been to a Comic-Con before?
Yes. Okay. Undoubtedly.
I'm trying to just say things that seem like they're in the zeitgeist, but aren't, like, I'm not trying not to give too many details.
Right. Try this. Just when someone else walks by, they look like they're wearing a costume, say, what are you cosplaying?
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'll try that one. That's good.
Oh, there's a good one. There's a good one.
Hello, madam. She seemed old-timey. I thought maybe I'd be like...
Excuse me. Oh, I found you guys.
Yeah, how's it been going?
Well, I couldn't use the bathroom. It's like an infinity pool in there. That's the sign they put on the door.
Oh, really?
They said, sorry, it's like an infinity pool in there.
So you dressed up in the hotel, I see.
Yeah. Nobody knows who I am.
Oh, what are you cosplaying as?
Sorry.
I'm Morley Safer from an alternate universe 60 Minutes.
Hey! God.
What took you so long?
I couldn't find you guys. You guys said you were in Hall F.
This is Hall...
Yeah.
It's all E.
Yeah.
Just the bottom rung of the E. They're rungs, right?
Yeah. Letter rungs.
It was
letter
cut rungs. Off. It was cut off by that guy's giant hat.
Yeah.
What's
okay.
he dressed as? Just a mountain that has powers?
I think, God, it's so awesome. All of these costumes are, I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I love all these guys. They're all, I mean.
Any favorites?
Yeah,
I mean.
A specific favorite?
Any specific favorite that you might have?
I mean, I just love the idea of it.
Waiting for an answer. The clock is ticking. Yeah. Tick, 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 tick.
Don't take an hour to decide.
Give a response that's not dangerous, but safer.
If you need more leeway, more leeway.
Why are you guys talking like this? What's happening?
You're supposed to like his best.
His is great. This is all great. I mean, I haven't done any research. I don't know what anything is.
Jack.
Yeah?
We have to pretend to know what's going on at this Comic-Con.
No.
We have to. We made a pact at the start of 2018 to make more white friends. We have to diversify. We are living in a bubble.
Megan. We gotta get Jack and Tanya into Comic-Con because we made that pact to make more friends with people of color. But we can't meet them on their level. We gotta drag them onto ours. Yes.
We gotta claw at them.
Yeah.
From the hole we dwell in.
Yeah.
And bring them down to our level. I couldn't agree more.
I know. I say barbecue. I can't get used to saying cookout.
No, we're gonna get them there. We're gonna get the somehow their coolness is gonna rub off on us. I don't know how that works.
Well, or our coolness might rub off on them. I mean, did I tell you about the costume I've planned?
Yeah. That's gonna be great.
But yeah. This is all great. So
you're having a great time.
Yeah.
Time of my life.
Yeah, listen, there's nothing I like more than being in a big room with all of these people.
Just wait till you get home and you get really sick.
Is the food here bad?
No, it's just like a germ thing that happens when...
This place is filled with germs.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that, because all these people with masks on are only breathing back into their own faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the good ones.
Oh.
You like those people. Okay. It's the people who don't have the masks on, breathe out, we breathe it in.
Yeah.
They call it con crud.
There's a name. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had this much fun. Maybe that time my dog came back to life.
You told me about that.
And so we're here to bury Jimbo Baggins. He was a good dog. He always came when you called him.
He had an unexpected peanut allergy.
He also had a fat ass. He looked good in those little dog jeggings I would put him in. So it's with great sadness that I take this mound of dirt and bury him underneath it. Oh my God, he's
What's
moving!
Happening?
Whoa!
What's happening?
Jimbo Baggins!
The dirt brought him back to life?
That was the greatest day of my life.
It was until, you know, my grandma died later that year. And... Just let me put dirt on her!
That cemetery has a bouncer now.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. You feel like you're going to a club. It's instead of a funeral.
So you still go there?
I know a lot of dead people.
Cool.
Hey, do you guys want to move forward 2 feet?
Sure.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
So we're in line to meet the head of the comic books?
Yeah.
We're in line. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're in line to meet the head of the comic books.
Yeah.
And this guy is, I'm so excited. This is the guy who, like, started,
we love it. He
drawing did, yeah. And then writing.
Started all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been following his career, and everyone's all of it here.
Have you really?
Yeah. Yep.
You're, like, into it.
Yeah, I read the... Reddit?
Uh-huh.
I've read it.
Yeah, and I know for sure that, like, he's in, he jumps into every movie ever.
That's right, he does.
Yeah, he's in, like, every single movie.
He sure does.
I saw the superhero go that way.
We didn't put a mic on you, sir. We didn't know you were gonna be hopping on set.
It's my thing, that's what I do.
Yep, well, I'll be damned.
I saw the superhero go that way.
Yep.
We start shooting in a week, sir. Do you want us to just tape this and then we can toss it in later, or?
Did you get it?
We did get it. We did get it.
Yeah, we got it.
We did get it.
We got it. So,
Excelsior!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear he's going to be introducing this new character, Excelsior Man. I don't know.
Whoa. Yeah.
What's the name again?
In the comic, it's Excelsior Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes place in Chelsea.
But he's not there anymore?
He used to live there, and he doesn't live there anymore.
But he comes back, and he's peed. Uh-huh. I mean, peed, P-O.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you're someone who's just been following his career for so long, and I mean, even longer than me.
Yeah.
He's such an expert. Just tell me, some of the finer points about Excelsior and about him in general, just so we can know what we're talking about together when we meet him.
Well, the Excelsior stuff, those are mostly just rumors, but you probably read them, on Reddit.
Yeah.
Been on Reddit, you've seen the Excelsior Man rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Reddit rumors.
Yeah, you're right.
He did that AMA and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What does AMA stand for?
That's the American Music Awards.
Yep.
Yeah. He and Usher did that duet, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
Usher, what a pleasure it is to be here with you. At the American Music Awards.
Yeah, no doubt. Usher, 100% Usher, right here. My name is Usher, and I am here to say that Usher is how I play all day. This is an Usher, this is my voice, and this is me, Usher. Yo, let's kick it.
The superhero went that way.
Okay, do you guys want to move forward 2 more feet?
Yeah. We're getting so close.
I think we should concentrate more on, the sort of romance side, so you guys can get a little more familiar with, because that's a big deal at Con.
Oh, yeah, man,
you wanna
I love
talk about,
that.
What you want to do is you want to pick some of your favorite superheroes and imagine that they're in relationships together, that in the way that normally comics are written, they're not necessarily together, and they call that shipping.
Yeah.
So you want to have some ideas in mind about who you ship.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, give us an example.
Well, it's like, how Superman and Aquaman, they should be together?
There's attention. Okay.
Yeah. Because they're both kind of strangers on Earth. Aquaman's from the sea and Superman's from another planet. And it's like, you would think they would naturally gravitate towards each other and have graphic sex.
Right. Like a surf and turf.
Yeah. I like that.
Fan fiction's huge. You could write Surf and Turf tomorrow and be a millionaire.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay, cool.
Oh, hey, we're maybe talking too much about our stuff.
I saw Moana.
Oh!
Cool, man.
It was really good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Really good.
Like I said, that's not all of us.
I know that.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought, you know, yeah, it's a good movie, really good.
I know, but.
Should be more movies like that.
Yeah. No, I get it, yeah.
We need more movies like Moana.
Yeah. I get it. I didn't bring that staff that you bought me to this.
This would have been the perfect place.
I know. It just felt kind of fucked up. Just for me, because I know when I walk through crowds, I don't want to have a, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I don't want a reason for people to not want me around.
Right. That's why I don't, a costume like mine is perfect because it's not intruding on anyone.
Yeah.
It's also instantly recognizable.
Right, yeah. Right. Because that's from, of course.
From?
Yeah.
It's from.
It was like immediate.
You're dressed as the guy from Wall Street, right?
Yeah.
You're dressed as Michael Douglas from Wall Street?
Can we switch places for a second?
Sure.
You heard that, right?
I didn't want to hear it, but I heard it.
I feel like I'm mad at them. I'm mad at myself. I might be mad at you a little bit. I'm not sure.
Hey, you heard that Moana thing, right?
It was all I could do not to. It's like he threw raisin potato salad in your face.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Everything was going so great. You know, you had that Moana thing going.
Yes.
He loved it.
Yes.
You guys were connecting on that.
I know that we were.
He mentioned that staff.
Yes.
I mean, it felt like a hate crime from where I was standing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what to do. I don't know who's dressed as themselves here.
Right.
Like, I don't know who just had a weird high school situation or who's playing a character.
Yeah, I could have sworn that he just came from work.
Do you know what? I'm going to try again.
Okay.
I don't want this to be a defeat.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going in.
Okay.
How much longer do we need to try?
Hey. Really enjoying The Wire. I'm on the second season, even better than the first.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, the second season is great.
Yeah.
Congratulations on The Handmaid's Tale teaching you what slavery was.
It's like,
now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Good lessons.
Yeah.
Golden age of television.
Yeah.
How weird would it be if we left?
But you?
Yeah, just like.
Okay.
Yeah, just.
Just for, like from here, the friendship over.
Have you?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
I
what?
Mean, just.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Because okay, we.
Okay.
You guys, it's really hard for us because we're trying to. This sounds silly. We're trying to make more white friends.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd like try to infiltrate your world. And
yeah.
Short of going to like a Patriots game or something, this seemed like
wait a minute. I'm not that white.
Yeah. We're not Patriots white.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an indictment. It's actually like we chose you guys because you were the whitest people we could find. So we were like, we gotta go hard.
Yeah, if we can start at the top, then, you know, we can meet in the middle.
Right.
I can't believe we're standing here at San Diego Comic-Con being told we're the whitest people that someone knows.
It's a little uncomfortable. Look, it's not a bad thing. Like, we want your friendship so that we have access to your privilege.
Yeah. Like, the fact that we're even in a line is amazing.
I mean,
now you want to take off. I don't know.
Well, what? I mean,
What can we do better? Like, what's a better place that we could be?
Well, are there any, like, people of color that run comic book asylums?
Yeah. Yeah, are there any, you know, like,
I don't know,
you know,
the words.
They're called shops.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's no places, there's no, like, you know, drawing jails or anything that we could go to.
Drawing jails?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you know, like places where you're just kind of locked in there and all they have is other things that... Hey, man.
Y'all, blood, what you in for?
Hey, for real? For real? For real? For real? Yo, man, I was over on the street the other day. Motherfucker, I was just sketching that motherfucking flower. Cop came up to me, he was like, what you doing?
He came up to you, right?
Yo, he was like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm drawing, dude. Homeboy took me in right there. Blah. I was like, what? Now? I wasn't even drawing. I mean, my drawing was legit.
Right.
So he was scared, like, oh man, if I draw all these flowers, I'm gonna try to sell them flowers.
Right.
So maybe that's what it was. Because I mean, I don't know what you do. My shit's still life. Like, straight up still life. Like, if things move, my mind goes crazy. But if it stays there,
I'm into it. My shit's still life, too, but like, it mostly is fish that I have killed.
Oh. Yeah.
So like,
does this
look like a beta that had heart failure to you? Or does this look like a beta that had heart failure or a sucker fish that just died of old age?
I mean, right now, if you turn that page up the other way,
yep.
Now it does here.
All right,
pencils down, you scum.
So yeah.
Now I see things from your point of view.
Hey. Yo, maybe she's onto something. Should we all just trade places and then see things from each other's perspectives?
Hey, Tanya.
Yeah. She's giving me her glasses. What?
You're literally seeing through her eyes now.
Hey, man, let me borrow that jacket.
Sure.
Wait a minute.
Whoa!
Something's happening.
Yeah.
It must be the magic of the fucking Marvel Universe or whatever.
Yeah. This is definitely the Deece.
I feel like we should go try to get jobs.
Yeah! Now that I got a jacket and you've got glasses.
We're practically white! Ah, what a fresh new day. Everything's available to me. Oh boy, I wish I had a small dog to bring into a restaurant that I shouldn't. Oh my goodness. My long straight hair is just so easy to match. Oh, hello.
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like a job here at your fine establishment.
You've got it.
Thank you.
How was your day?
Oh, it was great. I got a job at a place that's just like all marble. It might be an Apple store. It might be an a gallery. I don't know.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I got into a bunch of elevators and didn't hold the door for people. Nobody cares.
Oh, man. This is the best.
Yeah.
Please help me. Hello? 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 Is anybody out there?
No one can hear you.
What?
No one can hear you.
Why not?
You're in a sort of different place now than you were before. like a sort of below the surfacey place.
Wait a minute. Do they have something like 60 Minutes here?
They sure don't. Not for you.
I feel so alone.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I wish I wouldn't have given my glasses to Tanya.
Oh, is that why you're here?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, this seems like a clerical error.
Really? I'd love to just skedaddle out of here if that's okay with you.
I mean, it's not usually what we do, but it's just glasses, right?
Yeah, it's just an ordinary pair of, like, girl glasses.
Hey, quiet, I'm talking to somebody. Sorry, there was a guy laughing over here. All right, well, I'm going to tap on this cup a couple times, and you should be free to go.
Am I in a cup?
No.
Okay.
You're not in a... Come on.
Some things live in a cup.
What did you say?
I said some things live in a cup.
Who lives in a cup?
My first fish.
Shit, you got me. All right, so let's give a little tippy-tap here. And there you go.
Since that day you gave me these glasses.
I haven't seen you. I get it.
I hope life has been okay for you.
You mean it's been a nightmare?
Really? How so?
I haven't been able to see really anything.
Oh, that's not the deal I thought we were making, but...
Yeah, I didn't know...
I'm so sorry.
I didn't even feel like we were making a deal. I was just trying to, you know, strengthen our friendship.
Oh, I thought we were doing like a classic, like, you know, like in an 80s movie.
Like a Freaky Friday?
Yeah, or like a Trading Places, but without like just so many N-words for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
From like Dan Aykroyd or whatever. I'm like, why are you saying the N-word? Oh no, it was the old guys in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like you watch that now and you're like, oh, this is jarring. Did that need to be in there?
Yeah, little poison darts, little poison darts.
So yeah, I guess.
What a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Wait, what's the missed opportunity?
I wish I would have traded places and been you.
Wait, you weren't?
No, I disappeared into some kind of weird abyss that may or may not have been hell in a cup.
Weird, I thought having this jacket on that I took on...
Yeah, I thought you did too.
Wait a minute.
What did we go through?
Live my life?
Hello? Hello? Where am I?
Hey, what's up?
What is this place?
This place is just kind of like, just like an inconvenient hallway.
How can I get out of here?
Well, there's a series of like socioeconomic things in place that are preventing you from getting out of it, but you can find a way to make space for yourself within it.
Wait, why am I here?
I don't know. Did you, like, give somebody an article of clothing or something?
Yeah, it was a jacket.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so, like, if you want to get your jacket back, you might be able to, you know, claw your way out of this, I don't know, ennui.
I have to get my jacket back.
Probably. I mean, like, I'm not like a, you know, a magician here. I run this microphone. So I'm actually a temp. But yeah, this is who you've got. So.
Okay. So in order to get out of here, I have to get my jacket back. But in order to get my jacket back, I have to get out of here.
Yeah. Do you see how the system is literally rigged to keep you in place no matter what?
And it all happened in a place called Spontaneanation.